Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Ops for Private Businesses, the show which provides real-world examples of fraud and internal errors. Then we give advice on how to avoid them in your own companies. I'm the creator and host of the show, Thomas Mullenix, founder of Revision Management Consulting. Today, I have my good friend, Christian Rasmussen, joining me. He's an expert in internal audit and fraud prevention, whom I've relied on for multiple projects over the years. Welcome, Christian, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Thomas. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So you've been in the industry for a few years now. Can you give us an example that you've seen where a company either just didn't have internal controls in place and had just honest errors and mistakes, or even had to deal with the dreaded F word, fraud?
Yes, Thomas, I've been in the industry for more than 25 years, so it seems like I've seen some recurring themes. The one I'd like to talk to you today is the expense report. So it seems like expense reports or review of expense reports is an item that's part of the annual audit plan for most publicly traded companies. And this goes back even before the Sarbanes-Oxley that came out in 2003, 2004. So as a member of the internal audit team, I've been looking at various expense reports, usually for the upper management, but also for the staff. And what I've seen going through the expense report is it gives you pretty good insights into the company's culture. And with that, I mean, what can you put on an expense report? What is the amount you can put on? And what type of expenses can you put on? So just by looking at expense reports for a couple of hours gives you a pretty good insight into what kind of risk the company is willing to take. Now, if you're asking me about a particular event where I could decide that there was fraud going on, it goes back to in the late 90s, where we were reviewing a company, a pipeline company, and there we went through a vice president's expense reports. And it was clear that there were some breaches of the expense report policy. There were
no a vice president using expense reports inappropriately. No way.
Right. But it's getting worse because that vice president was also responsible for a business merger between two companies. So this was a critical function. There were a lot of stuff going on. And we in internal audit sat there for hours and looked at his expense reports. And there was a consistent theme of expenses that really related to his personal expenses that shouldn't be on the company's policies. So we brought that obviously to management, but management came back and says, thank you, auditors. Thanks for doing a good job. But right now we're not going to do anything because we have this business combination going on. And that, again, that was before Sarbanes-Oxley, and it was an interesting time, but it shows you what management is willing to accept at risk at times.
So, Christian, if you're a private company, because a lot of times a private company, they don't have an internal audit department, right? So what steps should they have in place? What kind of controls should they have in place that helps to identify or prevent just inappropriate expenditures, whether it's on an expense report or even a company credit card? What can companies do?
I think it probably starts with a code of conduct, kind of overall policy. It says, this is who we are. This is our mission. This is what we're going to do to meet that mission. And then I think it needs to be followed up by some good training, some instructions of this is how you fill out an expense report. This is what can go on an expense report. And this is what you need to do if you have a question. If you have some kind of transparency in this process, I think it will help many newcomers, many new people coming in. And it will also be a tool for management to see what exposure are we up against. What are we seeing right now? So that would be my first suggestion for that question.
All right, so you know, having a policy, making it very clear on what you can and can't do is really important. And then I also believe that if you have someone independent that is reviewing the expense reports, you know, on a monthly basis, right? Excuse me. And, you know, they look at the expense report, they look at, make sure they have receipts for all of the expenses and say, okay, is this a business-related expense? But also they need to know if it doesn't look like a business-related expense, you know, they need to understand who to report that to, right? Because a lot of times you have a clerk or an entry-level person that's doing this review, and they're not going to go to the CFO or vice president and say, hey, you can't use company money for this. It's not going to work, right? So they need to have a clear reporting line to understand who to communicate that issue to. Am I right?
I think that's a good point. I think it's a good point that we need to train the person filling out the expense report on his or her behalf. And then I think we need to train the reviewer of this is what you're looking for. And these are the thresholds. These are the scenarios that you should be on the lookout for. Then I think we should go back and think about the training that we prepared in the first place and says, if there are discrepancies, this is what we're going to do. This is this is the path we're going to take. Because typically the vice president will come back and says, oh, I didn't know about those rules or that was a mistake. But then you can tell the vice president, well, on that date we trained you, this is your acknowledgement of the policy. This is that you said you understood it. And now you're telling us you don't. So a lot of stuff needs to go in up front. And then I think you have a more visibility into the expenses, the expense report.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Robert Berry. He's joining us again today. Robert, I really appreciate your support, my friend. If anyone out there is looking for, first off, really good audit related books, interviewing related books, he's a great author. He's got some great stuff. He also has some great t-shirts and mugs. I need to get myself a t-shirt. I keep going in there, starting to order, and I haven't ordered it. I will order one, my friend. But also, he's a great one to follow on LinkedIn. He has several LinkedIn live shows like this. He's got a podcast, actually, I think multiple podcasts. So I just want to give him a quick shout out. Yeah, he's an IIA all-star and for every meaning of the word. But thanks, Robert, for joining us again today. So, Christian, going back over to you, because you've been in multiple different roles. You've done a lot of different things. And so let's say you go to sleep tonight. You wake up and you are no longer this outstanding consultant. You are now the CFO of a private business. Let's say $40 million in revenue, probably about 50 employees, only one location. There's no internal audit department. You can't add headcount. What are the first things that you do to help take care of the company to prevent, you know, fraud or just honest errors and mistakes from happening? What's the first things that you do?
I think I like to make an assessment of what are the assets I'm trying to protect. And what is the exposure that those assets have? So a risk assessment seems to come up, but what goes into a risk assessment? And I think certain things go into that risk assessment. But as long as the person who's responsible for the assets think about what do I have, keep records of the asset base, and also talk to other people within the company and says, what kind of exposures do we have? Then together, as a combined unit, we can come up with a risk assessment that I think we should not talk about every day, but certainly once in a while, look at and see what we need to update. But I think it needs to go all the way up to management, maybe the board of directors or the founders, and say, this is what we're up against. What do you think we should do? And again, we should look for the things with the greatest exposure to the most vulnerable assets, like the bank accounts, like the accounts payable that we're talking about. And also expense reports may be up on that list.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I like that. You're absolutely right. And getting people from every department, normally you have it like a manager level and above. You get them all in the same room and you say, look, we're not looking for solutions. We're looking for what keeps you up at night. You know, what do you stress about? What do you think about? And there's nothing that's out of bounds. Everything needs to be included in the risk assessment. And by doing that and then giving it a little bit of a ranking of these are the most critical, these are the less critical, and really being able to hone in, then yes, absolutely. That's where you can really help take care of the company and say, okay, these are our biggest concerns. These are the areas that it's a little bit of a risk, but we're okay with it for now. It really gives everybody guidance. Everybody's on the same page, same focus. They know how to really protect the company. That's an absolutely great point.
No, I think most companies have done that since the beginning of time. And certainly me being working in internal audit, we did that 25 years ago. We talked about internal controls before Sarbanes-Oxley came up. Now we have to talk about internal controls because Sarbanes-Oxley requires us to do that. But we still lived in that world prior to this. And that's why it made sense for us to do that in the first place.
Absolutely. And you talk about Sarbanes-Oxley, that's only for publicly traded companies. And, you know, I know a lot of the private company owners here, they're private. One of the reasons that we're private is they don't want to have to deal with Sarbanes-Oxley, and I don't blame them. But there's definitely some good value out of considering what Sarbanes-Oxley, the goals are and what it tries to accomplish, and implementing some of that within materiality reasons, you know, in any business, right? So no, that's great. So Christian, I really appreciate you joining the show. That's some really great tips, watching the expense reports and having a policy related to the expense reports, right? Because if you don't have a policy, you know, it's hard to hold anybody accountable, and it's almost not fair to try to hold them accountable if they're not sure, you know, and clear on about what's going on. So Christian, give me the 5-second spiel of what do you do? What kind of services do you provide for private businesses?
I help companies strengthen their internal controls functions. I help companies improve their processes. I help people to not reinvent the wheel, but tell them what is best practice within their field. And that could be procurement, that could be revenue, it could be treasury, it could be anything. But those processes seems to be something I can add a little bit of value to.
Awesome. And I can personally vouch, Christian has been on multiple projects for me since I started Revision, and he always does a great job. So he's one that I rely upon heavily. So I really appreciate your support, sir. And for those that are watching the live show, watching the brief show, or the listening to the podcast, again, my name is Thomas Molinix with Revision Management Consulting, internal audit, fraud prevention, accounting, the new lovely lease accounting standard coming, risk assessments. We take care of all of that for you. So if you ever have any need for that, please feel free to reach out. I also have a free internal controls guidebook that I give away to private businesses that will help guide you on implementing some of these controls, like the expense report controls we're talking about. It's completely free. All you have to do is ask for it. So thanks again for watching or listening. Christian, thank you again for joining the broadcast. And I hope everybody has a great rest of the week and a great January.
Thanks, Thomas. Have a good day. Bye-bye.